בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד חורב תשע"ה 2015, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה' מודול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our weekly program, Living Art. With us in the studio today is the prize-winning photographer, Harry Williams. Harry has just published his third book of photographs called Almost Adults. Welcome, Harry.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell me, Harry, why did you decide to call the book Almost Adults?
Because it focuses on young people. In the last 3 years, I've traveled all over the globe and photographed teenagers and their daily activities. I'm fascinated by this stage in young people's lives, when they are no longer children, but not yet adults either. My photos show the differences between teenagers in different cultures and the similarities as well.
Have you always taken pictures of people?
No, I started out as a nature photographer. One of my teachers in art school was the famous nature photographer Elsa Wilson, and she really inspired me. Anyone can teach you how to use a camera, but Elsa did much more. She constantly encouraged me and gave me the confidence to become a professional photographer. She believed in me, and that helped me believe in myself. After I graduated, Elsa invited me to join her on a trip to Africa to photograph wild animals. It was an incredible experience.
The book of photographs you published after the African trip won you second prize in the Young Photographer competition. How important was that to your career?
Very important, actually. I started getting jobs from more and more nature magazines. For several years, I traveled around the world, photographing landscapes and wild animals. I went to places I never thought I would go to, and saw some of the most beautiful sights in the world. And I even got paid to do it.
So what made you turn your attention to a completely different subject?
Well, nature photography requires a lot of patience. You hide behind a bush for hours or even days, waiting for an animal to show up. And when it finally does, you have to be ready to take the picture instantly. Sometimes the animal simply doesn't show up, and it's all a waste of time. Basically, I'm not a very patient person. I was becoming more and more unhappy with my work, and eventually, I decided to look for something that suited my personality better. Over the years, I had given several lectures to high school students and discovered that I really enjoyed the contact with young people. That's how I got the idea for my new book.
One last question. I understand your future projects also involve young people?
Yes, that's right. I'd like to help youngsters get an idea of what professional photography is all about. I'm currently organizing an exhibition of photographs that will be displayed in high schools around the country. And I'm also working on a book for teenagers that will give them a taste of what it's like to be a photographer. Maybe some of them will even fall in love with the profession the way I did and choose photography as their career.
With your enthusiasm, Harry, I'm sure you'll convince many youngsters to follow in your footsteps. Thank you for coming to the studio today, and to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello listeners and welcome to our weekly program Living Art. With us in the studio today is the prize-winning photographer Harry Williams. Harry has just published his third book of photographs called Almost Adults. Welcome, Harry.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell me, Harry, why did you decide to call the book Almost Adults?
Because it focuses on young people. In the last 3 years, I've traveled all over the globe and photographed teenagers and their daily activities. I'm fascinated by this stage in young people's lives, when they are no longer children, but not yet adults either. My photos show the differences between teenagers in different cultures and the similarities as well.
Have you always taken pictures of people?
No, I started out as a nature photographer. One of my teachers in art school was the famous nature photographer Elsa Wilson, and she really inspired me. Anyone can teach you how to use a camera, but Elsa did much more. She constantly encouraged me and gave me the confidence to become a professional photographer. She believed in me, and that helped me believe in myself. After I graduated, Elsa invited me to join her on a trip to Africa to photograph wild animals. It was an incredible experience.
The book of photographs you published after the African trip won you second prize in the Young Photographer competition. How important was that to your career?
Very important, actually. I started getting jobs from more and more nature magazines. For several years, I traveled around the world, photographing landscapes and wild animals. I went to places I never thought I would go to, and saw some of the most beautiful sights in the world. And I even got paid to do it.
So what made you turn your attention to a completely different subject?
Well, nature photography requires a lot of patience. You hide behind a bush for hours or even days, waiting for an animal to show up. And when it finally does, you have to be ready to take the picture instantly. Sometimes the animal simply doesn't show up, and it's all a waste of time. Basically, I'm not a very patient person. I was becoming more and more unhappy with my work, and eventually, I decided to look for something that suited my personality better. Over the years, I had given several lectures to high school students and discovered that I really enjoyed the contact with young people. That's how I got the idea for my new book.
One last question. I understand your future projects also involve young people?
Yes, that's right. I'd like to help youngsters get an idea of what professional photography is all about. I'm currently organizing an exhibition of photographs that will be displayed in high schools around the country. And I'm also working on a book for teenagers that will give them a taste of what it's like to be a photographer. Maybe some of them will even fall in love with the profession the way I did and choose photography as their career.
With your enthusiasm, Harry, I'm sure you'll convince many youngsters to follow in your footsteps. Thank you for coming to the studio today, and to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.